It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
All right, so today we're going to start where we should start. You know, as most of you that listen to this show, you are like me. You are a fan of not just sports, but high school football as well. And in the high school football world, there are very few that have done it any better than former Camden County coach Jeff Heron. And recently, Jeff Heron has been inducted into the National Football Hall of Fame, as well as he will be inducted into the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame, too. When I start reading some of these stats to you, it's like if you were to set up a video game on coaches mode, this is kind of what your numbers would look like. These are like video game numbers if you were a coach. So Jeff Heron, 32 years that he wore the headset as the head man. Of course, just recently retired a couple of years ago. From his second stint as the head coach down with the Camden County Wildcats. And, you know, for what it's worth, that program before Jeff Heron got there was a respectable program. It's not like it was terrible. But Jeff Heron put that program on the map, not just in the state as an elite program, but nationally. Listen to some of these numbers I'm about to throw your way. 32 years, in those 32 years, Jeff Heron was 334-69. He won 312 games just in the state of Georgia. He lost 54. In the state of Georgia, he was 312-54. Remember, he had that stint at T.L. Hanna in South Carolina. This is nutty, what I'm about to tell you. Region Coach of the Year, right? He coached 32 years. Region Coach of the Year 25 times in those 32 years. Let me repeat what I just said. Coached 32 years, and 25 of those 32 years, he was the Region Coach of the Year. He was Coach of the Year in the state of Georgia 9 different times. 19 region championships. Got his teams to the Final Four 10 different times. 5 state championships, one with Oconee County in 1999. Camden then brought him over from Oconee County. He won 3 state championships with the Wildcats, 2003, then he went back to back in 2008 and 2009. And then he took the job up in Grayson, where of course Coach Heron is a wing T guy, but in Grayson at that job, they had a kid who went on to Clemson, I believe, backed up Trevor Lawrence. I think he might have transferred somewhere else. His name escapes me, but he could sling it. So in Grayson, when he coached there, he won a state championship not running the wing T. Sure, they had some wing T, I guess, attributes, but for the most part, they were throwing the football, which is something that Jeff Heron, it's just not – throwing the football a lot was never something in his DNA. It's not his game plan. He was a wing T guy. 5 state championships. He is the only coach in Georgia history, only one, to win 3 straight, to win 3 state championships at 3 different schools. 3 state championships, 3 different schools. When he was at Camden, he had a stretch where the Wildcats won 12 consecutive region championships. 12 region titles in a row. There was a stretch where he had Camden where they won 58 straight regular season games. That's a record, by the way. 58 straight regular season wins. That's nutty. He was the Camden program when he was there by ESPN was named the program of the decade from 2000 to 2010, recognized by ESPN. He had that Camden County team ranked nationally in the top 25 six different times. And again, he has gone on to be elected in the National High School Football Hall of Fame and will be inducted on May 31st into the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame. I'm going to tell you, Jeff Heron, I've got lots of these, as most of you know. I had the opportunity to call Camden games. I believe it was their 2009 state championship, calling color for them under the great J.C. Outlaw, who was doing play-by-play. And then I had the opportunity to go back several years later after J.C. had retired and took over the play-by-play responsibilities for a few years. So there was a year where Richmond Hill moved up. This was when 7A was still in existence. Richmond Hill had moved up from 6A to 7A. And Coach Lazotte, who is still at Richmond Hill, was the head coach. And myself, Coach Lazotte, and Coach Heron were all standing on the field just chit-chatting. And we were talking about Richmond Hill moving up to play 7A football with the Camdens of the world and the Lowndes and the Valdostas and the Colquitts, right? And Coach Lazotte says, man, just thinking about that, being in the same breath, having games against Valdosta and Lowndes and Colquitt, man, it just gives me goosebumps, right? That's Coach Lazotte, first year in 7A football. Coach Heron smiles at Coach Lazotte, and in that real low-key, oh, golly, gee, shucks kind of way, which is what Jeff Heron was, right, or is, Jeff Heron said, huh, it gives you goosebumps. It gives me nightmares. And that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. We're sitting there having a conversation, and Coach Lazotte, man, playing all these top-notch programs, man, it gives me goosebumps. Coach Lazotte, of course, a younger coach. And Coach Heron, the old grizzled veteran who has been there, done that, fought those wars, said, well, I'm glad it gives you goosebumps. It gives me nightmares because he's been there, done that, won a lot of those games and lost a lot of those games too. So I will never forget that particular moment. It was hilarious, and I literally laughed out loud. So congratulations to Coach Jeff Heron. Well-deserved, and I am, obviously with the connections that I have to the Camden program, got the opportunity not to just cover Coach Heron, but to become a friend to Coach Heron. And I am very proud to call him my friend, not just because he's been inducted to the Hall of Fame, but simply because of the man that Jeff Heron is. Congrats, Coach.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles will square off in the Super Bowl this weekend. Several former Georgia Bulldogs will suit up for the Eagles in the big game. Those players include Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, Keely Ringo, and Lewis Seen. Also, former Brunswick High Pirate Darius Slay will suit up for the Eagles as well. Kansas City will be attempting to three-peat, and Philadelphia will be looking to win their second Super Bowl in 4 years. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
You know, so the last time that we did the show, we were talking about the Atlanta Braves, and I was talking about how their outfield situation, this is before they signed Jurickson Profar, how their outfield situation was abysmal, that they were not going to be able to probably make the playoffs with Jared Kelnick or Brian De La Cruz being their everyday left fielder. And literally, as we wrap that show up, minutes after we wrap the show up, it comes across the wire that the Braves had signed Jurickson Profar to play. I guess it's probably going to be right field to start with, maybe left, but he's going to play one of the two corner positions. They'll probably throw him out in left, I would imagine, and then platoon De La Cruz and Kelnick in right is what I'm assuming they'll do, but, you know, Brian Snicker will figure it out. And so minutes after we wrapped that show up, the signing of Profar came across the wire, and I was like, well, I guess I'll update that the next show we do. So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So the Braves have signed Profar, and, you know, from – I'm not – this is a really – this is kind of like a two-sorted signing. Was Profar the guy that the Braves had on the top of their list? Well, probably not. But when you look at what was available, Profar was probably, you know, what was on the market. He was probably the best guy that they could have gotten at that time. And also, the other side of the sword is, you know, so Profar had a career year last year. Hit 280, 24 home runs, 85 RBIs, best numbers he's put up ever in his career. So you're kind of rolling the dice here, hoping that he's going to be able to duplicate the numbers that he had never really put up prior to last season with the Padres. The other side of that is, even if he doesn't, even if that is a career year, and those are the ceiling for his numbers that he's not going to duplicate, would you rather have Jurickson Profar playing in the outfield, or would you rather have Jared Kelnick and or Brian De La Cruz playing every day or platooning? Well, the answer is easily, it's Profar. So what this does is it creates a very interesting situation and gives the Braves some flexibility as well. it creates a situation that for the beginning of the season, you're going to be without Acuna. And so you can stick Kelnick and De La Cruz and platoon those guys over in right, put Profar out in left. And when Acuna comes back, this is where it gets a little interesting. When Acuna comes back, you can you're obviously going to play Ronald Acuna Jr. over Kelnick and De La Cruz. Where it gets interesting for me is the Braves have not yet admitted to themselves, they have not given up on Jared Kelnick. They still believe, from everything that I have seen and everything that I have heard, they still believe that Jared Kelnick has the potential to be a star player. And when I say star player, you know, they're thinking 280, 25, 30 home runs. They see that potential in him. Now, he has done nothing to show that that is what he is. He had a career high this last season with 15 home runs. That has been his ceiling. He's still young. He's in his mid-20s. I think he's like coming. He's going to be going into his 25-year-old season. So he's still young. The potential is there to be met. Why this is so interesting is because Jurickson Profar came up as a shortstop. Eventually, while he was with the Rangers, they moved him. He came up with the Rangers, by the way. They moved him to the outfield. And why this is interesting to me is it gives the Braves flexibility pertaining to Orlando Arcia. Just by happenstance, if the Braves are right about Kelnick, they're going to give him a month, right? He's going to get a month-ish to start the season as the everyday right fielder for the most part. They have already come out and said that, you know, they're going to give Kelnick every opportunity to win that starting right field job at the beginning of the year. If he does that, and he proves to them that he can also hit left-handers. That, of course, takes at-bats away from De La Cruz, who's right-handed, and they were, you know, they signed De La Cruz as insurance in case Kelnick cannot hit the left-handers. If Kelnick does this, Kelnick gets off to a good start, and then it's time for Acuna to come back. Because Profar has played short before at a high level and has done it even after he moved to the outfield. There have been games where he has still played shortstop at the major league level. His main spot's been the outfield. Here and there he's played short. If Arcia doesn't hit and Kelnick does, or even if Arcia doesn't hit and Kelnick doesn't hit and maybe De La Cruz hits, the point I'm making is that for a month, the Braves are going to give Kelnick the opportunity to win the job. And if Kelnick bombs, then they're going to platoon De La Cruz, give De La Cruz some more at-bats. And if De La Cruz or Kelnick or Kelnick show that they can play every day and they can be solid contributors in that lineup, then I think what happens if Arcia is not hitting, then the Braves will probably, in my opinion, move Profar to short, sit Arcia down, possibly trade him, and then have Kelnick and or De La Cruz either platooning or playing every single day. I think that what the Braves want to happen here is they definitely want Jared Kelnick to be the guy that he was drafted. Remember, Kelnick's a first-round pick. He was drafted in the first round by the Mariners. Didn't work out. They gave up on him. They shipped him over to Atlanta. Atlanta rolled the dice on him. He hit 230 last year. He had a stretch where he was hitting about 290 and then just went into a tailspin for the remainder of the year where his average just plummeted all the way down to 230. So he finished about 230 with those 15 home runs. Atlanta's hoping that he gives out the first part of the season, does well, Acuna comes back, and then they say to themselves, okay, we're a better offensive team if Profar's at short, Kelnick's in left, and Acuna's in right. I think that's what Atlanta is hoping happens. Because the ceiling, and for those of you who are like, well, what if Arcia hits? What if Arcia is playing well? Well, that's great, But the fact of the matter is, the ceiling on Jarrod Kelenic is much higher than the ceiling on Orlando Arcia. At this point in Arcia's career, you know, he's a veteran. You know, he's a guy that's been around a while. We know what he is. And at his best year with Atlanta, a couple years ago when he made the All-Star team, he hit 15 home runs and he hit, you know, around 300. Well, that's great. But that's his ceiling. The ceiling that the Braves think that Kelenic has is much better than that. They still believe that Kelenic is a 25 to 30 home run guy and can hit 280 at the major league level. So if that's the ceiling for Kelenic and the ceiling for Arcia isn't close to that, I got to believe, even if Arcia is doing okay, if Kelenic swings the bat and hits like the Braves want him to and believe that he can, when Acuña comes back, they will shift Profar to short. They will figure out what they're going to do with Arcia, and Kelenic will play every day. I got to believe that's what the Braves are hoping for. And if it doesn't happen, right? If it doesn't happen and Jarrod Kelenic proves that he is what he is, 230, 15, right? 230, 15 home runs. If that's what Jarrod Kelenic is, then you keep Arcia at short, you put Profar in left every day, Acuña comes back in right, and worst case scenario is you have De La Cruz, who can come off the bench. Maybe you send him to AAA as an emergency outfielder if somebody gets hurt. And you've got Jarrod Kelenic coming off the bench as a left-handed pinch hitter. The point I'm making is this is a very good flexible situation by signing Profar. It allows the Braves to have a lot of flexibility on certain guys in their order. It gives a lot of guys the opportunity to win a job in the starting lineup for the Braves, specifically Jarrod Kelenic. That's the guy that Atlanta wants to win the job. Kelnick's got to come out and hit. He cannot go 230 with 15 home runs and expect to play every day. So I believe that's the situation. Braves are hoping Kelenic comes out, wins that starting job the month that Acuña is out, and then they'll stick him over in left, and they'll move Profar to short. There have been a lot of folks that were like believing that the Braves needed to move on from Arcia. I'm not one of those guys, but look, if Jarrod Kelenic comes out and does what the Braves think that he can do, I'd much rather have Kelenic in left and Profar at short and Arcia either on the bench as a utility infielder or, and he can play second and third. You know, he is a above average major league defender. So that's what I see. Braves signed Profar. And, you know, I just want to throw this out. You know, Profar, of course, came up with Texas. 3 years, $42 million. That's what the Braves gave him. They're going to give him $12 million this year. And then I think the next 2 years he'll make $15 apiece. The best, when he was with Texas, when he came up, I think he was with Texas, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. He had a season where he was sort of close with these numbers. 254, 20 home runs, 77 RBIs. That was in 2018, so not that long ago. The 254, you know, not that great. 20 home runs and 77 RBIs. That's pretty close to the production he put up with the Padres last year. So I guess, you know, he's got a couple of seasons, you know, where he has put up those power numbers that are pretty good. Now, the average 254 in 2018 versus 285 last year, you're certainly like, okay, so he can hit 285. Also, in 2019, he hit 20 home runs with the A's, with the Oakland Athletics, but he hit 218. That's unacceptable. You can't hit 218 with 20 home runs. That's not what the Braves are looking for. They need Profar to have a higher average than 218. I don't even think they would be thrilled with 254, which is what he did in 2018. I think if he hit 270, 275 with, you know, 24, 25 home runs or, you know, 21, 22 home runs, I think they will be fine and they'll live with that. Profar is now 31 years old. He is no spring chicken and he's under contract now until he's 34.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists, high quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Here it comes, the big one. Valentine's Day. Guys, you can't mess this one up. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers for a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be that perfect set of earrings this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Gotten to the point where we have one football game left this season, the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Very interesting dynamic to this game. These are two teams. So everybody, of course, is paying attention to the Chiefs having the opportunity to three-peat, something that has never, ever been done before in the NFL. But don't forget, the Eagles won a Super Bowl just a couple of years ago. And so now they're attempting to win their second Super Bowl in 4 years, which is, you know, I'm not going to say that puts them in dynasty status, but it certainly puts them in the status in the category of a really, really good football team. And it gives them the opportunity, if they were to win the Super Bowl, to come back next year and win a back-to-back, which would give them back-to-back and then three in the last five, which I think kind of puts you in that category of dynasty. They're going to have to do it at the expense of the Chiefs, where I think most folks are kind of rooting for that. I think a lot of people have Kansas City Chiefs fatigue. So I don't really have a dog in this fight. I am not a huge NFL guy. Like, I will follow the NFL as the season goes on. I'll pay attention to what's happening. I'm not going to sit down and watch a full NFL game on a Sunday. Typically, I'm out doing something with my son instead. You know, if the Jaguars are good, maybe I'll watch a game or two or three or four during the season, but I'm not going to watch all 17 games, even if the Jags are good, because I'm a Jags fan. But, you know, I'm a casual Jag. Well, I'm not really a casual Jags fan because I root for them really hard. But when they're bad, I'm not watching them. And, you know, they were pretty bad. And, you know, I now have a new head coach in the fold. To try to 4-12. So, you know, we'll see what they do in the draft. Trevor Lawrence has got to get better. But circling back to the Super Bowl, the Chiefs are a point and a half favorite. So this is almost a pick 'em game. That half point, I guess, decategorizes it as a pick 'em game, but I'm going to call it a pick 'em game. Point and a half, the Chiefs are favored. The over under in this football game is 48.5. I don't see either team score. I don't see teams, those two teams combined, scoring 49 points in the Super Bowl. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think the Chiefs are really limited offensively anyway, so I don't see that happening. The Chiefs' defense has played really well throughout the course of the season. Of course, they've got Patrick Mahomes, who makes big plays when the game's on the line, when it's necessary, and we saw that happen against the Bills. He won that football game for him, and he mostly won that football game for him, not just throwing the football, but he made a lot of plays with his legs, moving around, scrambling, getting first downs, and the Bills had no answer for his scrambling ability. Every time the Bills had a good defensive setup for a third and seven or, a fourth and three or whatever it was, and the Bills found themselves in a good defensive position as far as scheme or the play they had in, Patrick Mahomes made a play with his legs. And when something wasn't there, he beat him with his legs. And that is a big, big deal. Now, I will say this. The Buffalo Bills defense is a very good defense, but it ain't the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Philadelphia's defense is far and away better than what Buffalo is. Philadelphia's got some guys at linebacker that Patrick Mahomes will not be able to run away from and scramble consistently for big chunks of yardage. Not saying that he won't be able to get smaller yardage scrambling around, but if it's third and seven, he's not picking up eight. That's just not going to happen. The Eagles have a lot of folks that, Lewis Cine, N'Kobe Dean, Jalen Davis. You go on and on with the guys that have, or Jalen Carter, excuse me, the guys that have played at Georgia that are now suiting up for the Philadelphia Eagles. Former Brunswick High Pirate, right from this part in the country, Darius Slay, an elite corner. I was thinking about that too when I was looking at this game. Darius Slay is, top six, top five corner in the NFL. I think he's still there in that category. Who's he going to cover? The Chiefs don't really have that game-breaking receiver that you would say defensively for the Eagles, wherever this guy is, Darius, that's who you're going to cover. They don't really have that guy. I mean, Travis Kelce is their best weapon. He would probably limit him in the passing game, but I think it creates a mismatch, too big of a mismatch on the defensive side of the ball for the Eagles to have Darius Slay covering every single snap Travis Kelce if the Chiefs were to run the ball. Kelsey's a good blocking tight end, and I don't think that Darius Slay is physical enough to be able to win in running plays where Kelsey's responsibility is to block the guy in front of him. So I don't think that you'll see Darius Slay cover Travis Kelce a lot. Now, I think if the Chiefs got into 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 9, something like that, I wouldn't be stunned if the Eagles said, Darius Slay, find Travis Kelce and let's take him out of the route. Take him out of the play if we can. I can see that. But covering him every single play, I just think it creates too much of a mismatch for the Chiefs to be able to run the football. And that's what they would do. If Darius Slay is lining up over Travis Kelce every single snap, the Chiefs are going to run the ball probably more than what they normally would because of that mismatch. The Eagles roster is loaded. On paper, the Eagles are the better team to me. They have the better roster. But here's the thing. I'm the guy that likes seeing things that I've never seen before. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine that lives up in Atlanta when Ole Miss was good and they were breaking all those recruiting rules to get guys and they were contending for an SEC West crown. I wanted to see Ole Miss do it because I'd never seen Ole Miss win the SEC West. I'd never seen Ole Miss in the SEC championship game. I want to see things that I haven't seen before. If the Eagles win, I've seen teams win 2 Super Bowls in 4 years. I've seen that happen. That's not, to me, that doesn't get me excited. What does get me excited, I've never seen a team win 3 straight Super Bowls because it has never happened. You think about that for a minute. No team in the history of the NFL has ever won three straight Super Bowls. Not the Dallas Cowboys of the 90s, not the 49ers of the 80s, not the Steelers of the 70s, not Tom Brady's Patriots for two decades. Nobody, not even Tom Brady, the GOAT, ever won three straight Super Bowls. So, yeah, you might have Kansas City fatigue, and I get it. But here in Jason Bishopland, we are rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs because we have never seen a team win three straight Super Bowls. Go Chiefs!
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook.
College basketball season, we're starting to head that way toward March Madness. We're going to begin in a conference tournaments pretty soon. And I'm going to tell you the teams that I feel like are in the running to get those number one seeds, those four number one seeds in March Madness and in the tournament. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. So the teams that I feel like that are in the running for a number one seed, I've got Auburn, Duke, Alabama, Houston, Tennessee, and Florida. Now, of those teams, only two of them are not in the SEC, and that matters because you cannot have four one seeds all from the same conference. So I would imagine that there's a good likelihood that you're going to have two SEC teams get number one seeds. But I don't think the committee is going to give three SEC teams a number one seed, and certainly not four. With that being said, you got to look at who is there, right? So if there are two teams that are going to get number one seeds out of this, and there are only two teams that I think have chances at number one seeds that are not in the SEC, I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion, at least in my opinion, and things could change, right? We'll see. But I think Duke and Houston are shoe-ins. And I think of all of the teams that we're going to talk about here that have a chance to win, to earn a number one seed, I think Houston's probably the weakest. But I think that they will end up benefiting from the fact that there are so many SEC teams that are in the running for a number one seed. I just don't see the committee giving out more than two. So you've got Auburn, right? Number one team in the country. They've only lost one game, and that was to the number two team in the country, Duke. Auburn's got wins over Houston. They've beaten them. North Carolina when they were ranked. Iowa State, Purdue, Mississippi State when they were ranked, and Georgia when they were ranked. Auburn's got an impressive resume. Now, keep in mind, Alabama's ranked third in the country, and Alabama and Auburn still have to play twice. They have not played each other as of yet. Duke is the number two team. They've got losses to Kentucky and Kansas. So, you know, Kansas is a former number one. Nothing too shabby about those losses. Wins over Arizona, Auburn, North Carolina. They don't have a lot of quality wins. You know, they got Clemson coming up, okay. But just not a ton of big-time wins. Again, we're looking at resumes, but the thing that we really need to pay attention to is resumes in the SEC. I think Duke will end up with a number one seed just based on merit and the fact that they're not going to give more than two number one seeds to the SEC. Alabama, I think, has the strongest resume of anybody, even Auburn. Alabama's losses, Purdue, Oregon, which isn't that great of a loss, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and Mississippi State, sure. But then they've got wins over Illinois, Houston, North Carolina, Oklahoma. They've got wins over Illinois, Houston, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and Mississippi State. Their only losses were to Purdue, Oregon, and Ole Miss, just those three. So Purdue, Oregon, and Ole Miss, the three losses to Alabama, but they've got a ton of wins over teams that are in the top 25 or are just outside the top 25. I think Alabama's resume is really strong, especially among the teams that, you know, are still in contention for this. So we talked about Houston. I think they've got the weakest resume. Losses to Auburn, Alabama, San Diego State, and Texas Tech. You know, nothing really about those losses. Say, well, okay. They've got some losses in there to teams that I don't think are very good. They do have the win over Kansas when they were number one. So, you know, that does matter. I think Houston's going to end up with one of the one seeds. Again, back to the whole SEC thing. And with Tennessee, wins over Baylor, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi State. Losses to Auburn, Kentucky, Florida, and Vandy. Losses to Auburn, Kentucky, and Florida, and Vanderbilt. So the Auburn, Kentucky, Florida losses for Tennessee aren't that bad. Vanderbilt bad. The Vanderbilt loss isn't terrible. And then you look at Florida, wins over Tennessee and North Carolina, losses to Kentucky, Tennessee, and Missouri. So you've got Auburn, Duke, Alabama, Houston, Tennessee, and Florida all contending for number one seeds. I think that Auburn and Alabama end up with the 2-1 seeds from the SEC, and I think Duke and Houston end up with the other number ones, and Tennessee and Florida will end up being very, very strong number two seeds and will be a difference maker in whatever bracket they end up in. But yeah, so Auburn, Duke, Alabama, Houston, Tennessee, and Florida all contending. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say Auburn, Alabama from the SEC get one seeds, and then Houston and Duke outside of the SEC get the other two number one seeds, and then we're rolling. Here comes March Madness.
Hey,
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com. For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Here it comes, the big one, Valentine's Day. Guys, you can't mess this one up. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers for a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be that perfect set of earrings this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. We're starting to wind down the show, and last segment of the show, I guess. Man, that thing flew by. By the way, it dawned on me that in the earlier segment when I was talking about the Super Bowl, I didn't pick a winner. So I'm going to give you my winner really quick as we're moving on and starting to wind things down here. So I told you that I want to see Kansas City three-peat. Because I like seeing things that I've never seen before. And not only have I never seen a team three-peat in the NFL, nobody has ever seen a team three-peat in the NFL. Not Montana's Niners, not Aikman's Cowboys, not Brady's Patriots, not Bradshaw's Steelers. None of them have, not even Bart Starr's Packers, none of them have ever three-peated in the NFL. And here is Patrick Mahomes with an opportunity to do just that. And, you know, we're already at the point where the Chiefs are a dynasty and everybody's kind of rooting against them. Nobody really wants to see them. I'm picking the Eagles to win the game because I feel like the Eagles have a better roster. They have more talent. They're better at receiver. Defensively, I feel like they're better. Yes, the Chiefs have an advantage at the most important position on the field at quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, but Jalen Hurts is not chopped liver. I think the Eagles win the football game. I'm rooting for the Chiefs to win the football game. And if the Eagles are to win the football game, their second Super Bowl in 4 years, not too shabby. And I wouldn't be devastated, right? There are a lot of former Georgia players on that roster that I'd be happy for. You know, I'd be happy for Darius Slay, who, of course, is from the Southeast Georgia area, from Brunswick. So, yeah, you know, I would be happy to see the Eagles win, but I want to see something that I've never seen before. I've never seen a team win three straight Super Bowls. So that is what I'm rooting for. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by DBM Roofing. I want to go back and just reiterate what I was talking about in the first segment of the show, in case you missed it. And if you did miss this show, at your local affiliate. You can catch the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. We'll stream it. Anything that you missed that you want to go back and listen to, thesouthernsportsedition.com. So Jeff Heron is on his way into the National High School Football Hall of Fame and will be inducted May 31st into the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame. I'm just going to run down his numbers really quick. I'm not going to go as in-depth as I did in the first segment, but I did say in the first segment that, you know, if you're playing Madden or college football or whatever it may be, and you set the game to coaches mode and you're the coach, these are the types of numbers that you would put up. This is like video game stuff. Jeff Heron coached for 32 years, an overall record of 334-69. That's a lot of wins. A overall record in the state of Georgia, 312-54 losses. He was region coach 25 different times. Region coach of the year 25 different times. He was named Georgia coach of the year 9 different times. 19 region championships. 10 times he took the teams that he was coaching to the Final Four. Five state titles. Oconee County in 1999, Camden in 2003, and then he won back-to-back at Camden in 2008 and 2009. He also won another state championship up in Atlanta at Grayson and Gwinnett County in 2016, which in my opinion is his greatest coaching job ever, to win a state championship. And he's had some really good years where he's done a great job coaching. I can think just recently when he was back down at Camden for those final 3 years, he took a team to the Final Four that had no business being in the Final Four and, you know, beat, I believe, Parkview on the way, a couple of good, really good football teams on the way to that Final Four appearance. He is the only coach in Georgia history to win 3 state championships at 3 different schools. By the way, he's going into the Hall of Fame, both Hall of Fames, as a Camden County Wildcat, which is, you know, I think a nice touch. That's where he had the most success. That is where he made the most impact, in my opinion. He turned that Camden program from a really good program into a program that was nationally known. 12 straight region championships with the Camden County Wildcats, 58 straight regular season wins while he was there. He was named ESPN Program of the Decade, or Camden was named ESPN Program of the Decade from 2000 to 2010, while Jeff Heron, of course, was the coach. He had that Camden County team ranked in the top 25 nationally 6 different times. Most coaches once, if they ever do it at all, and the really, really, really good ones, a couple, maybe 3 at the most. He did it 6 different times. That's nutty. So Jeff Heron, again, going to be inducted into the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame, the National High School Football Hall of Fame. And aside from him being a really, really good coach, great family man, great human being, the thing about Jeff Heron, and I've had a lot of dealings with Jeff Heron doing what I do, he always treats everybody with respect. Even if you may have a disagreement or he doesn't see eye to eye with you, the conversations that he will have in those instances are very respectful, but he's just straight. He's a straightforward kind of guy. He'll tell you what he thinks, but he'll tell it to you in a way that you walk away feeling good about it. And, you know, he's just a fantastic human being. And I rave about him because I know him personally. So, you know, this is a guy that I have known since 2009, I guess it was. So you do the math. What is that? 13, 15 years. I've known him for 15 years. And, you know, even when he left Camden and went to Prince Avenue and then was, you know, up with Grayson, still kept in contact with him. You know, he was still, you know, to this day, he still sends me Facebook messages and text messages about my son, who, you know, I have a young son. He still sends me text messages asking me out of the blue about my son. That's the human being he is. 32 years, 334 wins overall. Coach of the Year, Region Coach of the Year 25 times, Georgia Coach of the Year 9 times, 19 region championships, 10 Final Fours, 5 state championships, 3 state titles with 3 different schools, 12 straight region titles with Camden, 58 straight regular season wins. Or excuse me, yeah, 58 straight regular season wins. And I think there was a stretch there with Camden where they won something like 25 or 26 straight games, whatever that number was, and that was playoffs included. I think those years they won back-to-back. It was something nutty like that. So, yeah, congratulations again to Jeff Heron. Couldn't be more deserved from a better human being.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles will square off in the Super Bowl this weekend. Several former Georgia Bulldogs will suit up for the Eagles in the big game. Those players include Jalen Carter, N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, Keely Ringo, and Lewis Seen. Also, former Brunswick High Pirate Darius Slay will suit up for the Eagles as well. Kansas City will be attempting to three-peat, and Philadelphia will be looking to win their second Super Bowl in 4 years. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.